Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Friday, September 8th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, along with my Rhino of the day. Tell me if you have an idea what this is, besides the fact it's a rhino. It's the head of a rhino. And besides the fact that I now see that it's made in Kenya. But what is it? Now, you probably, people out there know a lot of me. I got to tell you, I didn't know what this was when I saw it. I'm like, what's with the hole in the middle of the rhino? What is that? This is a napkin holder, I'm told, that you put this on the table and you roll up the napkin and you put it through there, and it's very fancy. Well, maybe it's not that fancy, a wooden rhino, but to me it is a very cool napkin holder when you're in a cool dinner, probably with a bunch of entrepreneurs over because they're rhinos, and so you would love to have rhino napkin holders, and that's what that is, today's Rhino of the Day. So here I was this morning on Foundation Friday. And it was getaway day after a conference that I was attending in Chicago, less than 3 miles from where I lived with my beautiful wife Michelle for about 13 years. It was really a homecoming week, a little bit of a shock. I mean, the conference was the conference, but just driving out to dinner, for instance, it was 2 nights ago, and driving past venues where I held dozens, hundreds of events for small business owners and entrepreneurs with my Chicago and Sharpest Entrepreneurs group and my GKIC Kennedy chapter way back when, about 10 years ago now. And I was driving by all the old haunts, and I'm like, we had meetings there. We had them there. We had a Christmas party here and this and that. Like that, we had our first meeting Schomburg there. And then the place we went into, one of my old clients just pops in out of nowhere. He's coming in to meet with somebody there, and he's like, yeah, and it was the same to him. He's like, you know, I was just saying, I just drove by that courtyard by Marriott where we had that first mastermind group meeting that you ever did 10 years ago, and he was in the group. And now he's a world-famous expert marketer in his own right and all that kind of stuff. But that was really fun. But here's this morning getaway day. We're on the shuttle. Now, here's the thing. We did not, I did not decide to go to this conference like I often do early enough, kind of a last minute thing. Okay, I'll go. And by then the hotel that the conference is held in is sold out. So we got to book a room in an all suites hotel nearby. And however, on the getaway day today, going back from the hotel where the convention is held at, they have shuttle buses going to the airport. And I'm like, you know what? Instead of taking our own cab or whatever, go over there, hop on the bus, and it was kind of cool because we see some people we know anyway, and we're hanging out, and the bus ride was over before you knew it. But now we have to take the shuttle from our suite hotel over to the hotel where the thing is. It's like a five-minute thing. I get on this thing, and, you know, I like to make conversation with, I mean, most of the time cab drivers or, you know, Lyft, Uber, whatever, they're entrepreneurs, or they're business owners, they're people. I mean, I love to hear the stories and talk to them. And so said some of this guy, how long he lived in Chicago, and, you know, it was something like, yeah, we got the heck out of here. You know, we moved out of here. And he's like, well, why'd you move? And first of all, I was a little taken aback. Why'd you move? Like, I didn't look this one up, but there's more people have moved out of Chicago than in the last however many years than any other state in the country, like by far. Like, people are just in droves leaving Chicago. So I hadn't even asked, but okay, why? I guess everyone has their individual story. And I'm like, why? Because the state is broke. Now, anyone here? Benji, hey, great to see you, man. Jerdog is here. Jerdog, you live in Illinois, don't you? Like, anyone here that knows Illinois, I mean, if I said, you know, Illinois is broke, like, I would think that 100% of the residents of Illinois would know that, except maybe somebody who just moved there yesterday, or one of these DACA people who was dropped off by your parents, no fault of your own, and all that kind of stuff I'm hearing. Maybe they don't know what's going on, but this guy lived there his whole life. They're like, how long you lived there? My whole life. And when I said Illinois broke, he said, what do you mean Illinois broke? And, oh, Jerdog, you're out. Very nice. Oh, you're an iron now? Anyway, you're out. But, well, let me ask, why did you move? Like, but if I said, like, Illinois broke, like, in response, like, no, they're not, this guy was arguing with me. No, Illinois not broke. Where'd he get that idea? I'm like, Did I enter the twilight zone? Did something happen in the last, like, you know, I was at a conference for 2 days, not paying attention to news, but it's something in the last 2 days, like Illinois won a lottery or something and won like hundreds of billions of dollars and is no longer broke. I mean, Santa Claus came down. I do know that I heard about Amazon. They're considering going to Chicago, and if they locate a warehouse in Chicago, it's going to bring in 50,000, mostly crappy, 50,000 jobs, and that'll have a rippling effect. I mean, Chicago better do anything they can to make that happen. That'll bring 50,000 people off of food stamps, welfare, unemployment, whatever, so that's good. That helps them from getting more broke than they already are. Number two, these people can start spending money, and that fuels the economy. And number three, Amazon comes into town. Other businesses got to crop up and got to come into town and go, this must be a happening place, and it's got to be a great thing. So hopefully that happens. But why do we hope so bad that happens? Because Illinois is broke. It just is. And this guy was like, they're not broke. He was arguing. I don't even remember because it's just, first of all, it's first thing in the morning. But I'm like, now here's the deal. I have a cell phone, but I never use it. But I take it with me when I'm on the road. So I didn't even think till after when he dropped us off. I'm like, oh, you know, I got a cell phone on me, which is like having a computer in your pocket. I could have gone to google.com on my phone, typed in the words, Illinois broke, which I did at that point, and I got 15.3 million results. 15.3 million results. Now, maybe some of those are saying Illinois is not broke, and it would still come up, right? But I'd have to think there are millions and millions of pages on the internet talking about how and why Illinois is broke and how and why they can do. So I did the search here, and look at some of the things I found. I mean, if I would have done this to him and Adam, so here it says, Illinois careens into financial meltdown. That's June 20th, 2017. This is not like 100 years ago. This is pretty recent stuff. How Illinois became America's most messed up state. That's June 29th, 2017. Why Illinois is in trouble. That's July 25th, 2017. What do broke Illinois and bankrupt Puerto Rico have in common? That's June 2nd, 2017. Illinois is broke. Why you should care. That's June 20th, 2017. Why Illinois is broke and Texas is not. That's something on Yelp. And on and on and on. So, like, is there really a question? I mean, this guy was like, they're broke. They're not broke. Then it turned to, I was like, I said some of these facts. Like, people are moving out like crazy. My beautiful wife, Michelle's like, well, taxes are going up. I read one of these things. Didn't pop up here. The Illinois government, just state government, just raised property taxes or income taxes by 33%. Like, hello? Like, that's a few $1,000s a year penalty just to stay in Illinois instead of move somewhere that, first of all, has better weather to begin with and better lots of things. And since I'm a business consultant, man, the attitude of business owners in Scottsdale, Arizona is off the charts excited compared to the misery going on in Illinois, where the state and the government and the city, they're just choking small business owners with increased taxes, regulations, you name it, for years. I mean, it's so crappy. But he's like, you know, does it affect you? I'm like, no, it doesn't affect me personally. But why would I stay? Why would I reward that behavior? That they're broke and there's no way out of it, and the only way out is to suck more money out of the producers. And I can have clients, which I do, all over the world, so I bring money into Illinois. Why should I do that? Just to line the pockets of corrupt politicians and all their stupid deals that they've made to pay out all these entitlements and all this money that they just can't stop. They can't spend less. No, we can't do that. We've got to keep spending more, so we just got to tax more, and we're still broke, and there's nothing we're ever going to do about it. I mean, why would I want to do that? He's like, I don't know. I own a business, and I'm happy, and everyone I know is happy, and I'm like, what bubble is this guy in? So my point is, if you're in a bubble like that, you got to get out of it. I don't know how this guy has a business. I didn't even want to talk to him. Besides, now we were arriving, and I had no interest in, like, a lot of times, I love small business owners. I'll continue the conversation while we're getting the bags. I'll even, hey, the shuttle isn't boarding yet. Let's stay and talk. You know, he's got to go and pick up another fare, but I'm like, I want to talk to this guy. This guy, I'm like, can I get away from the guy? But, like, I don't know what kind of business he has or what kind of bubble he's in or how many hours a day he drives this shuttle van. I mean, what kind of business does he have? He drives a shuttle van for a hotel, for crying out loud, that he doesn't even know what's going on in his own home area where he lives. I mean, here's the deal. I don't suggest you do that. If you own a business, hey, thanks for the likes. Who's here? Jared Doug's. Common knowledge, right? It's common knowledge. It's 15.3 million results just for the word Illinois broke. I could have put Illinois debt and probably got another $100 million. Like, it's just outrageous. So the guy, he's in a bubble. So you don't want to do this. So Jared Doan's a professional comedian. Rob Valinga's here. Rob, you still live in Illinois? Does anybody you know not realize Illinois is broke? I mean, it's such a silly question. And Ben, good to see you. So, Jared Doan, you're a comedian, right? I mean, there it is. He's a professional comedian and a really good one. So Jared Doan gets on the stage. Do you think it's even possible Jared Doan could get on that stage and not know what's going on around him? And let's say you're traveling around from town to town. Doesn't it behoove you when you get to a new town that you read the paper, that you turn on the TV for the local news? I mean, you gotta throw a couple of things in there. You don't have to, but throw in a couple of things where you are. Hey, congratulations, here in wherever your football in Kansas City. Hey, it's good to be here in Kansas City. You beat the Patriots last night. Way to go. What an upside. I mean, that's the kind of thing you want to know what's going on. Well, if you're coming in Illinois and you're dealing with people in Illinois, you think that if a passenger says, I moved because Illinois is broke, you wouldn't sit there so oblivious to go like, they are? No, they're not. And argue with me. I mean, it's just crazy. So number one, you don't really want to argue with people. It's not going to lead to, I'll give you a hint. He did not get the biggest tip of all time from me. Or many other people, I can imagine. So you don't want to argue with people. You don't want to be oblivious and not know what's going on. When you pick your who, your target market, the people you want to do business with you, it behooves you to get inside their head, figure out what they're thinking, and have a conversation and meet them where they are and all these kind of things. Is that not elementary? Is that not foundational tip? Is that not about the most basic thing? So anyway, there's my foundational Friday tip of the day, real life story that I still can't even believe it happened somewhere, well, I know where, but at a certain hotel in Schaumburg, Illinois, there is a guy who's lived in Illinois his whole life, claims he owns a business, and is driving around not knowing that the state he lives in is the most broke, disastrous state in the history of states. And the people are leaving in droves because of that. And the place is an unmitigated disaster economically, doesn't know it. Trust me, you don't want to be the same way when it comes to your chosen who, the area you choose to do business with. So even if you have clients, customers from all over the world, do you have to know about every little town or whatever? No, maybe you have to know your industry. What's the state of your industry? Are you in a growing industry? Are you in a dying industry? You got to know this stuff, okay? We have a tendency to work a lot and focus on our work, and everything is about that. We get, especially if you're in a startup phase, I don't watch the news, I don't take a break, I don't whatever, I'm working 7 days a week, but once in a while, turn on a news, open a newspaper, go on social media, even anything. Be aware of what's going on. Well, okay. As always, I'll go to some questions here. Phil used to live in Illinois, right? I mean, is it news to you that Illinois is broke? Now, you choose to stay there, and we've talked about it. You choose to stay there, fine. There's nothing wrong. But, I mean, you don't, say, but they're not broke. I mean, just craziness. Anyway, and Jared Oak says, yep, I do the Robert Collier technique. There you go. Robert Collier, long ago, I talked about it. He came up with the line. He said, you want to enter the conversation already going on in your prospect's mind. That's how you connect with them. So wouldn't you think this would be a topic of conversation we could have connected with? Yeah, he could have said, could have been a whole different conversation. He said, yeah, sure, the state's broke, but that doesn't affect me because I choose not to let it get me down and a blah, 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 and whatever. And so it's a little more in taxes. That's cheap and moving anyway. Or, I have family here or whatever. But don't be so oblivious that you just go, what? It is? What? I didn't know that. I had no concept of what's going on anywhere around me. You don't want to be that way. Okay? And it says, with I don't know how many O's, but we are so broke and crooked. That's what I said. I said, I don't mind paying taxes if the taxes are going to something useful. Are the taxes going to actually teach kids in schools? Because I think Chicago pays its teachers the most in the nations, and they have some of the worst test scores in the nation. So the money does not go to the best teachers to teach the kids. It goes to the crooked politicians made a deal with the teachers union, and they can't seem to get out of it because they're the ones that donate the politicians again, elected again, and all that kind of stuff. And they're afraid to cross the public school union and all that kind of stuff. And they made all these crooked deals. And of course, a lot of the money's lining the pockets of the politicians. And what's the saying in Illinois? That every governor serves two terms, one in office and then one in prison. But I'm two. Not a good one. And so maybe we'll leave it at that. So between Phil and Jerdog, we got some two actually funny people here, and leave my looks out of this. But that's it, Foundation Friday, folks. I'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday. Thanks for all those likes and faces and whatever's coming across the bottom of the screen. If you're laughing at me, that's all good, and I'm with you there. Hey, Merle, great seeing you. Merle, I believe, is still in Illinois also. Like Merle, are you aware that Illinois is broke? Well, of course you are. But if you go back and listen to the beginning of this, you'd be amazed that I met somebody today who's lived there his whole life and is not only so unaware that state is broke, but he's arguing with me about it. Anyway, that's it for Foundation Friday. Thanks for joining me here, folks. Have a fun Friday night. I'll catch you tomorrow on Success Story Saturday. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.